I'll try to actually finish in shorter time so we can have time for some questions at the end. This is a research that we have done with one of my graduate students, and basically the title is Change in Seed Chemical Composition in Relation to Physiological and Harvest Maturity. And we are going to look at the fatty acid content and concentrations and the glucosinolate, which is one of the chemicals that involve in the oil seed crop called midiform. Now, I want to say, Riyad indicated that the most characteristics that determine seed quality is the physical purity, viability, and vigor. However, actually, seed quality goes more than that. Genetic purity is one of them. Uniformity in the emergence. Seed health. Also, chemical composition. Basically, if we are growing canola or growing any other crop, that oil is very important. It's a part of the quality of the seed that we should look at as well. So the first part, we are going to see how the glucosinolate content will change in the white midiform. You know, this crop, although it's not a very big crop, however, in Oregon, it's a niche crop that have a good kind of, let's say, specialty crop that some growers like to grow for just some extra money. The meals of the glucosinolate after we extract the oil is high in one of the chemical compositions called glucosinolate. The glucosinolate has a kind of allelopathic effect and basically a toxic effect for the following crop. Also, it can have some negative effect on insects and fungus as well in the soil. Basically, if we metabolize the glucosinolate with the myosinase, we end up with five different chemicals that basically produce a toxic effect on the following crop. Although we don't know exactly what is the mode of action of the glucosinolate, but there is a few literature that indicated that it inhibits the colubutyl emergence in downy boom. And so it is the organic farmers like to use it because, of course, they will not use chemicals. So this is, can be a very good candidate as a herbicide for organic farming. In order to use it, actually, there is a correlation between the glucosinolate in the meals and the effectiveness of using the meals as a bioherbicide. So when we look at the factor affecting the chemical seed quality in particular and in general, of course, seed maturity stages, the weather conditions, and one question we want to answer, does the harvest time affect the chemical composition of midiform in particular? And basically, when we say harvest time, we want to focus on two stages, physiological maturity and harvest maturity. Physiological maturity, because this is the highest maximum dry weight. However, the moisture content is high. But when we go down, wait until harvest maturity, then the moisture content will go down, but sometime in some areas of the country, people want to swath the crop and then thresh it later. So we want to know if that can be done to harvest the crop during physiological maturity and the harvest maturity without sacrificing the glucosinolate content in the meals. No literature available in this area, so basically our objective was to identify the maturity stage at which glucosinolate content reach maximum so it can be used as efficient bioherbicides. So we start identifying the harvest and physiological maturity stage and try to see the effect in the end glucosinolate. And then we monitor the concentrations during the seed development and maturations, and we pay attention particularly to physiological and harvest maturity that produces the highest glucosinolate content. We did a field study in two different locations close to Corvallis, Oregon, and we have our treatments, two of the most common cultivars of Mediform in Oregon, and we did the study for 2 years. We sampled the crop just after reaching anthesis and the beginning of seed development. And then we sample twice a week, and then when we reach physiological maturity, each other day. We also measure the precipitations and accumulations of the growth to see whether the temperatures and precipitations affect the level of glucosinolate. And we used the HPLC in measuring the glucosinolate content. We found all the main effects, location, years, and sampling date affect the glucosinolate content, with the exception of varieties, and the varieties just were similar. Also, the interaction effects was in the glucosinolate here, was all of interactions significant with the exceptions of year by variety. To understand this a little bit more, we just identify that the physiological maturity in the first year was earlier than the second year. Or the second year was earlier than the first year. Let's see what this effect on. So this is variety RAS in Hislop Farm, which is first location at 2013. And so they probably stayed, the glucosinolate level here stayed during this first week or two, almost 0%. And then during the harvest maturity, it increases, and then it reach highest level at harvest maturity. Here wasn't significant increase. And at 2014, similar pattern, and we can see that this variety actually significantly increased in 2014 from the physiological to the harvest maturity. Similar pattern also was showed here, that it was almost zero in the first 2 weeks, and then gradual increase and then sharp increase at harvest maturity. And this is RAS, variety RAS, and this is second variety MF189. It showed similar trend again with almost zero and then gradual decrease and then big jump at harvest maturity. So we started to look at the rain. We found that in 2013 we had about 867 millimeter, and was interesting that in the last month during seed development at maturations, we had 33 milliliter. In the second year, we had about 100 or 104 less rain, but there was drop almost half on the amount of rain in the month of June, which basically most of the development happens. And when we can, what we can see here is the pattern of rain a little bit change. But since this is the important 2 months, we can see that the month of June in the first year, 2013, has almost doubled of 2017. In the glowing degree days, also there is, in the glowing degree days, there is also, similar trend, especially during the month of May 13 and 14. We are going the other way. So basically, here is what happened in the first year and second year. And if we see maybe this kind of difference in the early maturity versus late maturity was because of the rain that that the plots received in the 2 years. And here is the, this is the second. This is the second part of it is the oil content. So basically, in the glucosinolate, we concluded that harvesting the crop at harvest maturity, this is when the chemicals reach maximum. If you harvest it during physiological maturity, we are going to lose some of the concentrations. So if the crop is to be planted for the purpose of bioherbicides, we advise or recommend that the crop will not be harvested before harvest maturity. Now, is this in the second study where we looked at the oil content for the same 2 cultivars at physiological and harvest maturity? We found actually in the first locations, in the first year, which we had more rain, we had similar oil content in both physiological maturity and harvest maturity. It did not change. In the second year, in the first year, 2014, second year, also, there wasn't big difference, although between the 2 years, we found a little bit of increase on the oil content when it was dry a little bit. In the second locations, also, in the first and the second years, there wasn't actually a difference between physiological and the harvest maturity, and also, it wasn't big difference between in the second year physiological maturity and harvest maturity in terms of the oil content. So if the crop is to be grown for oil content, it is okay to harvest the crop, let's say swath it, for example, at physiological maturity or spray baraquat or something, and then you will not sacrifice any of the oil content. And basically, this is the oil content, and this is the difference between harvest and physiological maturity. Now, if we look at the quality of the seeds of the oil of the midiform is unique because basically it has high long chain fatty acids, basically 20 and 22, which make it very good for industrial uses like lubricants, like cosmetic products, like lubrications, and so forth. And it is unique because of this. Also, the oil of midiform has high stability, mean in terms of oxidations. And some references say it's as high as 20 times as much as the soybean oil. So what is the change on different fatty acids as here is a day after anthesis? Basically, we have some gradual increase here, and we have some also increase as we go matures here. So basically, as we go toward physiological and the harvest maturity, we reach the maximum concentrations of the long chain fatty acids. And this is because of the transfer of 18-0 and 16-0 fatty acids into longer chain. Here's if you want to have some time to look at this, basically. You can look at the profile of the fatty acid profile of the midiform, but basically it is very poor in 16, 18-1, 18-2, 18-3, but it is very rich on the long chain, which gives them the uniqueness. This is basically exactly what I have said. In conclusion, the midiform can be harvested at physiological or harvest maturity without significant change in oil seed content or fatty acid composition. Low rain during seed development did not affect the glucosinolate level. The fatty acid 16, 18, 1, 2, and 3 decreases gradually as the seed developed. I guess that's about all. I have some times for a couple of questions.
It's not clear to me how you're going to use this as a bioherbicide. You mean by incorporating the crop residue for the fallen crop, or actually grinding up the seeds and using it as a preparation?
Correct. After you extract the oil, the meals is increased, is had rich in glucosinolate, so you use the meal incorporated in the field.
So it's the meal.
Correct, the meal. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay.